What are the behavioral issues when it comes to daycare versus home care? What happens at daycare that we could avoid if we have our children at home and have a consistent environment? We're going to talk about that today.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. This week, we're talking about the potential negative impacts of daycare and childcare. And as we've said the past 2 days, and today we'll say again, sometimes you don't have a choice. So by all means, don't suffer if you don't have the choice. But if you do have the choice, it's always best for mommy to stay home and raise her kids. However, I have seen some cases where mommy does not have control over the child. Mommy does not know how to deal with such a strong character child that you almost think the better option would be daycare because at least there's some order there.
Maybe there's order. Maybe not. Maybe they're just dealing with the tyranny of the urgent and not dealing with the cause behind the behavior and building a system so that child will be better at some point. If I'm at a daycare center and I've got 12 children I'm responsible for, or however many children, you know, 4 children I'm responsible for, I don't have time to do all the things consistently. I need to get through this day with that child rather than realize I'm building an adult for tomorrow. Listen to this NYU School of Medicine and NIH study that says children who spend most of their day in a daycare were 3 times as likely to exhibit behavioral problems in kindergarten. I mean, I get it. Mom, I would rather take that mom who has no clue. I mean, she could be a PhD, but no one's taught her how to deal with this out of control 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Who teaches us how to do that? Somebody asked me, it was interesting, in an interview the other day, we know one of your children, we've actually interviewed him, and he talked about the home, blah, 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 blah. What do you think made you that kind of parent? And I said, oh, I know what made me that kind of parent. Nothing in school made me that kind of parent. Working here at Sheridan House made me that kind of parent. Mm-hmm. And working here at Sheridan House is why my daughter is a great parent. You learn the system here. I think we can all learn. The minute somebody comes on staff here, I don't care how many degrees they have, we have to put them through. This is our program. This is how we do it. This is how you get consistent. This is the ICE program. And once you learn and take yourself out of being the consequence by yelling and screaming, you're preparing your child. It's not going to change your 2-year-old, but when your 2-year-old's a 3-year-old, they're going to be more and more ready. We talked off air about a friend of yours who you marvel at how good they are.
Yes.
And it was the same with Tori. Tori would come in at 3 years old into the kitchen in a horrible mood. And we say, Tori, you need to leave the kitchen. You need to turn around, leave the kitchen and come back a happy girl. And you must come back. You can't just go down in your room and be in a bad mood. Come back a happy girl. Stand in that hallway till you're happy. And she got to the point where she didn't even need to leave the kitchen. She could spin around, choose to be happy.
Amazing.
It was amazing. It's like somebody did some vapor in her face. Happy juice vapor. But what happens is, as a parent, you've got the time to do that. You've got the time to work on a system to really socialize this child, to really help this child be obedient.
But that's the key, is system. And for a lot of parents, we weren't raised in systems. We didn't see them done almost ever or at all. And so even the idea of putting a consistent system, that it sounds like a lot of work.
It sounds like a lot of work, and it is a lot of work. But I wasn't raised using an iPad either, and it's changing my life. I mean, I wasn't raised to know how to do that, and you have to be consistent. Why did that happen? Because I didn't do what's supposed to happen to make the iPad work. You know, where'd that email just go out? Who knows? And getting consistent where you can almost do it in the dark. This is more important. We are in a time, I realize, we're in a time of, wow, the learning curve is huge in everything we do. And it is changing.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the most important thing we do. I am a firm believer everybody can learn how to be a consistent parent. I am a firm believer everybody wants to be a good parent. And once you're a consistent parent, and once you've either gotten the training, downloaded the information, done whatever it is you need to do, which is why we do this broadcast and this podcast, once you do it well, you're going to love your kids. Until you do it, you're going to hate your kids. Where can I drop them off?
Wow, this is the magic formula, people.
Yes. Will you take them at 5 a.m. and can I come back after they're in their jammies? because that child, a 3-year-old can kill you. They can break you down. And whoever said 2s were terrible didn't have a 3-year-old yet who hadn't been trained as a 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
These are such important ages from about 18 months to about 4.5 years. And that's when we need to do it. And that's when we need the training. And that's when we need to put them in that system. Mm-hmm. And yes, your children are different. And there's that one child that's just easy. And then there's that other child that just breaks your back. But that's the child's going to be Tori. That was Tori. And she's a great leader today.
Mm-hmm.
She got it. And she was awesome in elementary school, and she got it. We have to put a plan in place, understanding when I drop them off at the daycare center on my way to work, if that's what you do, don't expect them to be able to do the things necessary for your child's behavior. They don't have the time, and they're going to send home reports saying your child's biting other kids. And you think, why is my child biting? Because they're a child. Why would they not bite? I get the results I want.
You didn't teach them not to bite.
You touched my stuff. And so what happens is all of a sudden arrive there, and I arrive in this little jungle. And even though it's a phenomenal daycare center, there's all these little short people that are going around taking each survival of the fittest, each other's stuff and making each other cry. And you see this one little child over in the corner with his own leg goes with his back to everybody. I hope nobody recognizes me. Leave me alone. I want my own little world here. And so we develop almost aggressive behavior, survival of the fittest. And this is not all daycare centers. It's not all child care centers. And some are really working hard at those things and teaching those skills. But let's face it, nobody's going to do it for your child like you're going to do it for your child. And so deciding that if I can afford it, I want to use the least amount of out of my house help as possible. Yes, we all need to exhale every now and then. And there are moments in life like Saturdays when Rosemary would say, can I have this whole day? And I would look at her with terror in my eyes. What does that mean?
And a tear coming down your cheek.
Yes, and how much medication are you going to give me? And as we thought through the consistency and the exhaustion, and it is exhausting, and letting her go for the day, and let's define day. Right. When does it begin? When does it end? Can I come back? I'll be back right after naps. And I realized I was using a word that was very unacceptable. I was using it. She used it with me. Can you babysit? Why is it that I'm babysitting? I've never said to Rosemary, how did babysitting with our children go today? It's not That's babysitting when mom's doing it. When dad's doing it, it's why is it babysitting? They're my children. So we ought to say, Bob, can you do your share? She never did it like that. But I know you're beat, but I just need Saturday. Can I have Saturday? And
So what was Saturday?
For her? Saturday was with a couple other girls, and I never understand how you females do this, going to a mall buying nothing. We didn't have a nickel, so how can you go to a mall buy nothing and spending the nickel that she had on some kind of lady coffee with some kind of weird
That's
stuff in
fine.
The coffee?
Sounds good to me.
Yes, and going through candle stores and smelling things and not buying anything. I've never understood how you guys could do that without killing some kind of a beast and bring it home. You conquered nothing and brought it over your shoulder. But I think seeing the behavioral issues, dealing with aggressive behavior with that aggressive child, being consistent every time. Listen to Tori say, if you do this, this is what you're choosing. Choose wisely.
They're key words. Everyone listening.
Consistent. And when you're not consistent, you're teaching the child you're not consistent. But the more consistent you are, and here is a real important issue. It's not going to change things by next week. It's a slow process, but all of a sudden, 3, they're getting more fun. 4, they're awesome. 5, they have their readiness skills intact to go in there and be in a classroom. But in the midst of all this, as a mom at home dealing with the training moments, they're just really great times there of stopping, watching that mommy duck dealing with those little ducks and going places that Rosemary will talk to us about next week. And no guilt parenting. But here's what happens. If I'm forced to, or maybe I'm not forced to, maybe I just choose to, dropping my children off in daycare at 7:30 on the way to work, picking them back up at 5:30 on the way home. Everybody's exhausted. They're driving across the lot. We get home. There are finally this child owns an environment. That child's been in an arena with multiple other children. Now it's not an arena war anymore.
Yeah, it's their own toys.
My own toy, my own stuff. And we're seeing unacceptable behavior and we're seeing unacceptable behavior to get my attention as a mom. And as a mom, I'm just dealing with so much guilt that I have to do this. And then I'm not consistent. I can't just
have another cookie.
Yes, or just sit and watch whatever, because the child's just come out of an every man for himself environment or an every man for himself playground. So we miss this teachable moment of having them. So let me just say, if you are in a situation where you have to do or have to choose to do some form of daycare, realize that, you know, there is this myth called quality time. Quantity time is what gives you quality time. But what happens is sometimes you're motivated by guilt and you don't do the behavioral things you need to do and you don't do the consistent things you need to because you feel bad that your child's in daycare. And if you've got a spouse, get some help there. But realize, let's turn off the television. television. Mm-hmm. And having a beautiful meal is not as important as having a beautiful experience together. We're going to do Legos now. You're going to have a one-on-one teacher doing these Legos. I'm sitting or dad's sitting, and whatever that little world is you like, where finally I've got my mom or my dad all to myself. Whether you have daycare or not, I just need, can I have total focus, total attention, and we don't have to eat the best meal. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to immediately get to work on the house or other things. Let's just be. And it breaks my heart when they do that and then rush out the door in the evening to other activities afterwards.
Right.
We miss those very, very teachable. Can I just sit in your lap, Mom? I had no lap time with the book with anybody today. Mm-hmm. And those are valuable.
You said something key before, that even your social life was very minimal when you were raising the kids. And it's what, because you were working a lot and you'd come home and it was quality and quantity time. I mean, for kids, you can be with them for 3 hours and there's not really a meaningful conversation.
We're in the same room and that's it. We're all watching something.
Right. But even like playing with them, something that might not be so meaningful to you is really meaningful to them. Just being with you is meaningful to kids.
I think we had an opportunity that we didn't realize when we were fresh out of graduate school, both of us, and having babies and not a nickel. And so initially when we were making statements, like people say, hey, you want to get dinner? As a couple good babysitters. And I knew I couldn't afford a babysitter. I knew we couldn't go out to eat. And initially we kind of moped around about that. Mm-hmm. And then we realized, I don't think we're supposed to. And we really did shut down our social life. Everybody's not going to want to hear this, but our social life came back in high school and really came back when they all went out to college. But initially, when it wasn't financial anymore, when we had the finances to do that, but realizing, wow, Friday night's very cool. And Friday night sitting someplace and playing games, and Friday night bringing back laughter, and Friday night me just being stupid and playing things with the kids and doing things where they just looked forward to it. And Friday nights, actually, we required both our children to sleep in the same bedroom. Saturday nights, until I'd had it every Saturday night, they could be in the big bed with us and watch television in our room. And then when I said, they knew, you will not be sleeping here. Does everybody know? No sleeping here. This is where daddy and mommy sleep. Mm-hmm. I don't want sticky feet on my back anymore. But it was all fun and realizing, you know what? I eventually realized there's nobody I want to go out to dinner with that's as much fun as this. Mm-hmm. But I had to realize Rosemary, being a stay-at-home mom, did need adult conversation.
Right.
And once the children were in bed on some Friday nights and Saturday nights, for us not to watch television, for us actually to do something together. And sometimes she was so exhausted, she just wanted to watch television. But me to give her some adult conversation while we were doing something, or while we were just sitting on the deck on the porch and talking with each other. Mm-hmm. Social life did get parked. Social life got parked when my children were dating, because I showed up at parties. Mm-hmm. Sorry. But I think what we initially see as, boy, I wish I could go out to whatever, became a blessing. We had fun when our children were little.
And that's key, though, for a lot of parents. You know, the myth that you can have a great career, also be a great parent, have a great social life, and great, like, it doesn't really happen that way.
Professionals know that. It's interesting watching the Miami Dolphins in football season. They don't even go home the night before a game. Focus, 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 so that they really kind of know there's one thing you can do in season, and that's football. Mm-hmm. We want to help you with everything else.
Right.
Get it off your mind. Why would we be any less professional about our babies? This is what we can do. My legacy is Manny Garcia from the Miami Herald, one of the editors there, asked me if Sheridan House would be my legacy. No. He said, what about your books? And I said, well, I think my books are going to start going out of print pretty soon. I said, my legacy is the next generation. Who begat who? What could be more important than that? And it's not me giving them financial opportunities to get to do things or experience things. It's me giving them me.
Right.
So I had to learn, what part of me do they need, and what in the environment do they need? And one of those things is, if we don't deal with the behavioral issues at home, then wow, we won't even want to be around them. And when they're in some kind of child care situation, I can't expect those people to be consistent. I expect those people to exist.
And babysit.
In the tyranny of the urgent, it's difficult. Set it up. And know, if you got your children home, set up a plan for discipline. But know, there will be no one that will be as good a discipline as you are. People learn how to do discipline in a daycare center. Why couldn't I learn to do it at home for my own children?
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. And I'm your host, Ruthie J. And yes, there are resources and books by Dr. Bob Barnes on parenting, even on marriage, at Sheridan House Family Ministries website. That's shfm.org. And if you want to share this program and link to it on Twitter, Facebook, even sign up for the daily email blog that takes these broadcasts and arrows it down so you can read it in just a couple minutes, you can find all that online at parentingtoday.org. That's parentingtoday.org.